Port Houston sees record-breaking January as exports surge. The Port of Houston has posted a record-breaking January, with 370,034 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs, handled, a 4% increase from the same month last year. This marks the largest January total on record for the port. The surge in exports is attributed to various factors, including increased demand for petrochemical products and resins. These products continue to anchor outbound container volumes, driving growth at both Bayport and Barba's cut container terminals. The port's strong performance is a testament to its strategic location and extensive infrastructure. With about 60% of U.S. resin exports handled by Port Houston, the share is expected to expand as new packaging capacity comes online. Phase 1 of Packwell's new 725,000-square-foot resin packaging facility near Bayport Container Terminal was recently completed, adding rail-served unloading, high-speed packaging equipment, and warehousing adjacent to the marine terminal complex. Port officials believe the added capacity will reduce costs and strengthen connectivity to global carrier services. This is crucial for the port's continued growth and competitiveness in the industry. The recent surge in exports also highlights the importance of refrigerated container traffic, which has been trending upward. Reefer volumes rose 13% in 2025, supported by established cold chain infrastructure and USDA AFIS cold treatment certification. The commercial leaders at Port Houston have reported a considerable uptick in demand from retail customers for refrigerated imports and exports. This increased demand is translating into activity across terminals and along the channel. The port's CEO, Charlie Jenkins, stated that vessel movements along the Houston Ship Channel are off to a steady start in 2026, with arrivals up 2%. This positive trend suggests that the port is well positioned for continued growth in the coming months. Across all cargo categories, Port Houston handled 4.5 million short tons in January, a 6% increase compared to the same month last year. General cargo volumes increased 27%, while steel imports declined 35%. The decline in steel imports can be attributed to softer drilling activity tied to the Baker Hughes rig count. This shift in demand highlights the port's adaptability and ability to respond to changing market conditions. Elsewhere along the Texas coast, the Port of Corpus Christi reported mixed energy volumes but overall cargo growth in January. The port recorded 18 million tons of total freight in January, up 6.5% year-over-year compared to the same period in 2025. However, crude oil shipments fell 9.5% and exports declined 10%. Despite this, petroleum shipments climbed 28%, with exports rising 36%. This mixed performance suggests that the port is not immune to fluctuations in the energy market. The recent surge in dry bulk cargo at the Port of Corpus Christi is also noteworthy. Dry bulk cargo increased by 40% to 782,371 tons, while bulk grain movements surged 5,443%, consisting of one outbound shipment of 432,754 tons in January. Chemical bulk cargo jumped 55% to 312,584 tons. These increases indicate a strong demand for dry bulk products and highlight the port's growing importance in the global trade landscape. The port also saw an increase in barge calls, with 402 calls handled in January, up 2% year-over-year. Ship calls increased 18% to 224. While these numbers may seem modest compared to the surge in exports, they demonstrate the port's continued growth and investment in its infrastructure. As the port continues to expand and modernize, it is likely to remain a key player in the global trade industry. The recent performance of the Port of Houston serves as a reminder of the importance of strategic planning and adaptability in the face of changing market conditions. By investing in new infrastructure and expanding its capacity, the port has positioned itself for continued growth and success in the coming years.